You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In this week's parasha, we have Yaakov Avinu fighting with the Malach. Rashi points out the Sor Shel Esav, the Malach who represents Esav. He's fighting with Yaakov Avinu. And it says over there, V'yarki lo yocholoi, Sar Aves was not able to overcome Yaakov. V'yika b'kaf yerechoi. So he touched the thigh of Yaakov Avinu. V'teika gavyech Yaakov b'ov k'imoi, and he moved from its place, the thigh, and really referring to the Gita Noshe, as the Torah continues, says to him. What is the significance of the touching of the thigh of Yaakov Avinu? That seems to be some kind of desperation. There was two people fighting, one was winning the battle, and then when the losing team realized he's going to lose, he chapped around something. What's going on over here? We know that the Medrash tells us that with this concept of Teika Kafiyarech Yaakov, we're talking about what's called Doirush Hashmat. The time when things are terrible in Am Yisrael are possible because of their movement that happened with Yaakov Avinu. What does that mean? What is the connection? What's the shah when the Malach touches the Kafir Sheyakov? You're talking about it causes the idea of the Rosh Hashmat. It causes the idea of generations will be difficult to be over the Shem. The Torah continues later. It says the Yaakov Avinu Tzolei Al Yerechoi, he was limping. And therefore, Am Yisrael doesn't need Gid Anoshe going forward. And again, this just emphasizes this point that this Gid Anoshe is something very significant. And why is it so significant? I mean, Yaakov Avinu won the battle, so he got a little injury. That injury causes us until today not to eat Gid Anoshe. We don't eat that piece of the animal, that piece of the thigh, because of that thing. The Malach was able to beat Yaakov. Was it what exactly was the Malach of Esav able to capture and to accomplish with that causing Yaakov Avinu to limp? What is the meaning of that? Chazal tell us, Merum is a Chazal, and we'll get to it later in the Shir, that the tikkun, that what fixes this terrible maise of the limping Yaakov Avinu, the Gid Anoshe that the Malach of Esav caused, what event that Klal Yisrael corrects and rectifies this limping of Yaakov Avinu? So it's brought down Chazal that is Chanukah. Chanukah is the tikkun of the begam, of the problem that was caused with what the Malach caused Yaakov. This even more begs us to try and understand what's going on over here. What is the Teika Kafiyarech Yaakov and how is it fixed by Chanukah? What's the shaykhus? What's the connection? So we'll try to understand something a little bit, just a little bit of a teima, of a taste, tonight, to try to see how we can put all this together. Yaakov Avinu, we spoke about Yaakov Avinu the last 2 weeks. There's a mile of Yaakov Avinu, as Tzadik HaKoyen elaborates in several different places. The Yaakov Avinu, the way you define him is Mitosoi Shlemo. He has no psul bizarre. All his kids were perfect. Yaakov represents the eternity and the shleimus, the completion of Am Yisrael. That Am Yisrael is complete, and Am Yisrael is full, and Am Yisrael is Am Yisrael 100%. And with that comes the idea of Yisrael al pi shechato Yisraelu. Even when a Yisrael, when a Jew does something wrong, he's still a Jew. There's no way to get out of Judaism. The one who introduced this concept is Yaakov Avinu. It's brought down. I mean, Esav was also born as a Jew. But he went bad, and he stopped being a Jew. He was the son of Yitzhak. Not like Yishmael, who wasn't really his son, the rightful son. He came from a different mother. But Esav was born from the same pregnancy of Yaakov Avinu. But he went bad, and he lost the name of Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu is introduced to the world that here comes Yisrael that there's no more. It's supposed to be close to perfection of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael to the perfection, to the shleimus of Klal Yisrael. And Mimele, Esav is the one who tries to eat up and take out from that perfection. And this is something I saw this year for the first time. And when I saw this, I was going to dance in the streets, but I was afraid they're going to lock me up, so I left it quietly. I saw it's a goyin, so it's a little goyin that says it. And then I found that it's actually earlier sources. Sefer Pliya brought down in the Yaakov Uveni. Says, Mamish, the same idea. What is Esav able to control in this world? It says that when Amalek fights Yisrael, so in that place, Amalek, who is the main part, the tamtzis of Esav, when he beats Am Yisrael, it says there in the pasuk in Sefer Shmos, that what? Kiyod al kes ko. Ein Hashem shalem vein akis shalem. The name of Hashem and the story, so to speak, the chariot, the kisei covered of Hashem is not complete. Achi mochizah shel Amalek. Until the descendants of Amalek are not gone. Which part of the name of Hashem is gone? What part of the name of the kisei is gone? That's what Rashi points out right away. It says kiyod al kes is missing the aleph, the last letter of the name. Al kes ko. It says yud kei. Usually the name of Hashem is brought down as yud kei vav kei. Here you have only the first part. You're missing the end. You're missing the end of the Shem Hashem. You're missing the end of the Kisei. That is the power of Esav. The power of Esav is to take the end, to take the last part, the bottom part, and to control it. And to diminish it. And to take over. He's not able to remove, so to speak, the Kedusha completely from the world, even in the higher places. Even in the bigger, and the higher Kedusha places. But in the lower places where it's, you know, it's like the end, it's the bottom, it's the end of the cheer, it's the end of the Shem Hashem, that's where Esav has control. He's able to capture. That's what Esav does have what to do. Esav is the mushal of what? We compare Esav and the power of the bad he brought to the world to the Nachash, because I'll bring it up the whole time. And what does it say about the Nachash? To the Nachash, will Yishechenu Akev. He captures an Adam in his heel. Okay, the bottom part of the Adam's body. That's where the koyach of Satan, the koyach of Esav, the koyach of the Nachash controls. It's brought down, Rabbi Shapiro, Zechariah Baruch Hu, used to mention it, that the Mishnah in Avos Rav Nosa tells us that every part of the body of Adam is like an oilam, like a world. And every part that he has, there's a equivalent to it in the world. There's mountains in the world, there's water in the world, there's also the Adam. It says the Mishnah, there is an malachamavis in the world, death. Where is death in the body of a human being? His okiv, his heel. The heel you don't feel. Moshe Shapiro used to add that when you don't feel it, what happens in the heel? You can tickle somebody in the heel. What does tickling do? Tickling means you don't have your right mindset. You're not controlling. Your das is not in control. You're like laughing uncontrollably. When you get to the heel is a basar yavish, basar meis, like a dead skin. Chazal tells it that as well. That's compared to Malach HaMavis. That's where you have control, so to speak, of the nochash, of the satan. The dead, remember, with Pesachas Akiv, it says, the mitzvah shadon dosh ba'akev, the things that a person doesn't think of. He doesn't do it with thought. That's an akev. The furthest part of the body from the das, from the seichel, that's where you have control. And always, the concept, when a person does it in averas, why does he do avera? Ki nichnesabai ruach shtus. Erdem chayta nichnesabai ruach shtus. Meaning, he doesn't have the control of the das. When you don't have the das, the place which is further away from the das, that's the okev, that's the heel, that's where you have control of Esav, which is a presentation of the Satan, the Tzahara, Machamavis, all the bad in the world. The Nachash goes over there. That's what Satan has. Yaakov Avinu, on the other hand, Rami Shapiro also used to mention that many times. Yaakov Avinu is the Yud is Hashem Machshava, Yud is connected to Hashem. Rashi brings it as Yosha Yud, Shamachshava, it's going to be, it's a thought, it's a future, something has to do with thought. Yud always presents the seichel, the das. Yaakovinu has the yud, and he has the okiv. What is Yaakov? Yud, okiv. Yud, then it comes the akiv. He connects even the akiv, even the heel, to the yud, to the machshava. That's Yaakov connected Esav. Esav is the representation of the akiv, the disconnect of the machshava, and Yaakovinu's attempt is to connect the akiv to the yud. That's what he's trying to do. And that's what here the Goyen says, the Goyen that I saw this year says, that when Yaakov Avinu was coming out of the womb, what was he holding on? He was holding on be'okev Esav. As the Torah tells us. He was holding on to the heel of Esav. He was coming to try to take away, so to speak, to represent the Avodo. He's fighting with Esav on the heel. Esav is the heel, that's his whole power, and Yaakov's trying to take away from him the heel, to take over the heel. That's his oiches be'okev Esav. That's what says a Goyim. It says the Yaakov Avinu, most times the Torah is mentioned without a vav. Except when it speaks about the Gula Asidah, then Yaakov Avinu has a vav. And the idea is that Esav has a vav. And then, Ein Sin Vav. When comes the Gula, that's when Yaakov takes over the Akiv of Esav. Takes away the vav of Esav. That's when the vav comes to Yaakov. What does Esav stay with? Ein Shin, which is the pasuk called a Goyim Ke'ash Ninmu. Ash, when it gets rotten, when it gets spoiled, when it gets unused. Esav's power is only when he has an Akiv. When he has that part, he has the Vav in the end. Yaakov takes over the Vav, that's when you have a Geula. That's the fight of Yaakov and Esav. That's what the Goy tells us. Yaakov comes off, Oiches be'okev Esav. He's holding on to the heel of Esav. Because the fight is on the heel. Yaakov is trying to elevate the heel, and Esav is trying to put the heel on its own. That's what we have in general, Yaakov and Esav. And now that we understand that, we can go to the next level. Throw it down. That's what, when the Sarah Shel Esav was fighting with Yaakov Avinu, what did he cause? So it's brought down Chazar. He caused the Yud of Yaakov to go away, and you have now only the Akiv. How do I understand it? It seems what Chazar means to say, it says, V'hut soy leya al yarecho, Yaakov Avinu is limping. When you limp, usually the legs are the servant of the body. They're carrying the body. When a person is limping, suddenly the body is carrying the leg. Suddenly the heel becomes the ikar. The idea of soy leya al yarecho represents that at that moment, in that time of fight between Yaakov and Esav, so Esav had some control, that he brought out the idea of the Akiv is in control. Yaakov and Esav always fight, and usually Yaakov wins. Usually Yaakov is able to control, bring the Akiv up, to bring the idea of the shame of the name of Hashem down to the world, even to the first part. But there is somewhat, a little bit, the Nitzachon of Esav and Yaakov. And that Nitzachon of Esav and Yaakov is when the Sarash Esav is able to hold on to hit Yaakov in his Gidrash, in the Yerech, causing the Akiv to go apart. And Chazal tells us, like we mentioned before, Seu Dor Shel Shvat, there were times when things become so dark, it's so terrible, that there is some concept when the darkness is so thick, that's when it seems like the aura of Yaakov is not there. Chaz Hashem. It's brought down to the Gidrash, we have Shasa Gidim in the Odom. There's 365 sinews in the Adam. Every sinew is connected one day of the year. There is, what is the sinew that connects? What's the gid that's connected to Tisha B'Av? It's brought down. The gid connected to Tisha B'Av is gid anasha. Alken lo yoichlu, ne yisrael is gid anasha. We don't need gid anasha, we don't need the day of connected gid anasha. That's the idea of Tisha B'Av. Meaning, there's a day of darkness in the world. Out of the year, usually Yaakov, there's always day of light. But there's one day of darkness, Tisha B'Av. One time that represents that there is some control, seems to be some control. There's big control. But with that comes a Nechama. Because with the Tzor Le'al Yerecha comes right away, what did it say? It says, V'yizrach lo'y Hashem eshkashav apenu'el v'utzor le'al Yerecha. Because you broke and brought the sun up for Yaakov Avinu. As Rashi points out right away, the sun that went down, the sun that came up, here's the healing, the light. Even though Yaakov Avinu on his own was not able to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish against Esau completely, only, well, 99%, the last percentage comes with the light that Hashem brings to the world. And here we get to the Inyan Chazal we're mentioning, hours before, that goes out to Chanukah. But then the stand I just want to add, on Sunday, we had here in town, the Schuss to Hever Zvulun Schwartzman, Shleita, spoke in Shayashuv, and gave a shiur on this topic as well. And he mentioned something that I want to add today, right now, regarding Yavon. To understand what the Choshech of Yavon did in the world. Chazal already tell us, in the beginning of the Torah, when it says that you have four words that represent darkness and confusion in the beginning of the world. Bereishis bara Elokim the shemayim v'haaretz v'haaretz ha'yisa sayu v'vayu v'choshech apeis ha'ayim. Chazal tell us each one of these things represents one of the four malchus, with four kingdoms that cause galus to the world. Choshech is who? Yavon. Darkness is Yavon. Yavon is darkness. What is the darkness of Yavon so much? So Zun said, it says something very nice. It says like this. It's brought down right in Chazal that when the Chazal took away, Ranchi Knesset Gdoila took away the Yetzer the Zorah, that's when Nevuah stopped. They came together. Meaning what? It makes a lot of sense. Before the Yetzer the Zorah went away, people were busy, and this I heard also from Moshe many times. People were more busy before, in the earlier days, even we're talking about later generations compared to us. People were busy with what? Ladas is Hashem. They're trying to figure out who's God. That's what they're busy with. Now, there was the real Hashem in the world. And then there was fake gods. But all the earlier generations of the world, they all had gods. They all had some higher power that controlled. That's what they were busy with. The whole of Desire means, you know that you're connected to something which is stronger, which is powerful, which is greater than you. But what is it? So the Emunah we have, we know, is Hashem. The whole of Desire went and made up different things. But they always all had a God. So when you have the war, the Zekeneged Zeh Osor Elokim, you have the war in the world, the challenge that you have. You have one hand, you have Hashem, and you have Hashem almost revealed through what? Through the Nevi'im. The Nevuah, the prophets, came out and told you what Hashem is saying. And they proved themselves. So you have Hashem in the world almost being revealed. And connected that, against that, you have a desire in the world, and it's a real challenge. Because you have Yetzirah over Yetzirah. Comes and tells you that that's not the way to follow. Follow something else. So it's Zekeneged Zeh. When that was taken away from the world, so there is the in one hand, there's no Yetzirah. Chazal say, please take away Yetzirah over Yetzirah. Yetzirah over Yetzirah is gone. But with that, the Yetzirah over Yetzirah is gone, also the Nevuah is gone. Because you always have to have a balance in order to have a challenge in the world, as the Ramchal always says. In order for a person to have a challenge, he has to have a balance of good and bad. If there's too much good, too much power of good in the world, a person automatically will be doing good. There will be no challenge, there will be no sign. If there will be too much bad, a person will not be able to upstand the challenge. And he always needs to be a balance. So when the bad of the desire goes away, also the good of the good goes away. And you're left with what? You're left with no revelation from above. Nisi Goyen tells us, in the beginning of an Akdama to Shas, says when the Navi died, the last Navi died, started the Melucha of Yavon. The Greek kingdom, Malchus Yavon, started when Alexander Mokdonim, the big one, when he started the big Malchus, it started when the war stopped. What is, according to what the Rizul explained, that's what Rizul came to say. That's exactly the point. The minute you take away that fact that you're busy with Elyonim, you remove that. We don't have a Yitzhahara for the wrong Elyonim, and you don't also have the Yitzhar Tayyip for the wrong Elyonim. You're basically disconnected from the above. So then you're left with what? Only with this world. When you're left with this world, that brings about Yavan. When you don't have the light that shows you there's something greater than this world, comes a Choshech, comes a darkness, and that's Yavan. And Yavan is the one who prepares the whole place, the whole world for Esav. Esav comes through the Yavan. That's also the pasuk. Choshech al pnei se'ayin. Choshech is Yavan. Pnei se'ayin is Esav. Esav comes, the Malchus Edoyim, which is the Esav, comes at the foot, in the footsteps of Yavan. Yavan prepares them. So Yavan is the one who says, basically, what his rule is telling us is, we have three things happening at the same time. Nevuah goes away, after the Zohar goes away, Yavan comes. It's not a coincidence, all one thing. The minute you take away the Yud from the world, you're left with the Akiv. If you don't have the Yud that connects the Akiv, you don't have that part that takes this world, connects it to something higher, you're left with this world without connection to above. The world without connection to above brings about Yavan. That's what Yavan does. Comes Yavan to say, this world is a world of darkness. It's a world that's not connected to above. That's what Yavan does. Comes the Chanukah, the counterpart of Yavan. So the same we have with the Zohar, Yad Nevuah. What's the counterpart of Yavan? That's the Gilui of Chanukah. And the Gilui of Chanukah is that we overcame Yavan. We didn't defeat Yavan. We defeated Yavan physically. They won the war. But as Rav Huda told my father, and I always mention it, Yavan, at the end of the day, is still very much alive and kicking. The fact that you have any Jew in this world who doesn't believe in Hashem is because of Yavan. That's the Choshech Yavan, because according to what we're learning right now, that's exactly the point. Yavan introduced to the world the fact you can have a Choshech, you can have a world which is not connected to something higher. The fact that people in this world that are atheists, you have a Yid who can say, I don't believe in Hashem, Chas Shalom, that is Yavan. So we didn't beat Yavan. We just brought out a balanced Yavan. The balanced Yavan is that even when you have the Choshech, you still have the Aura of Chanukah. As we always mention, the Aura of Chanukah is the little candle. The light's in the middle of the darkness. And it tells you that regardless of what you have, you always have connection to above. Even in the darkest of darks, in the place which Choshech Mechshoich, you can still connect to Hashem. This is the tikkun that we had when we got to Yaakov Avinu's semi-defeat to Esav. Esav was able to control the kafir Yaakov. As we said, what does it mean? He made by Yaakov Oiso an Akiv which doesn't have a Yud. How do we overcome? That's Yavan. The concept that you have an Akiv which is not connected to Yud, when do we have that? But the one who brings it to the world as a malchus, as a system, that's Yavan. And to overcome that, what do you have? You have Chanukah. So that's what it means that Chanukah corrected the Akev of Yaakov. And Chazal had one more thing. This is a remez, but it's a remez. Rizul also mentioned in the Shir. It's a remez, it's good to know. We know that in general, we have two parts when we speak about Yichud Hashem. Chazal called Yichud Iloah, Yichud Ata. Yichud Iloah means up there in Shemayim, everything is clear. Hashem is one. There's no shailas. There's no questions. Everything is clear that Malchus HaMakom HaShal. Down here in the world, we believe in it, but it's not so clear. And you need to slowly work on it until you can get to perfection to show this to the world. That's what we're trying to work for. Yichud Eloah is when we say Shemayim Yisrael HaShem HaKir HaShem HaKir. That's what brought down Chazal and Lazer. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad is Yichud Eloah. That's the Echad of Hashem up there. Baruch Shem Kfoim Mechutz Elam Ved is the Yichud Eloah. It's when we say that we're blessing Hashem, that His name should be revealed in this world forever, more and more. Yichud Eloah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Hashem Hashem Echad. Clarity of Hashem. Baruch Shem Kfoim Mechutz Elam Ved, when things are not 100% clear. That's Baruch Shem Kfoim Mechutz Elam Ved. In general, Chazal, we mentioned once a whole shiur about it over here. We speak about Binyamin. Is brought down the following simon. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad, how many letters is that? 25 letters. 24 letters. There's one letter less, and that represents that difference. So we're supposed to speak as perfection. Koi is like this, but Baruch Hashem Koi Chuzdom, it doesn't get to that perfection yet. You can reach with Baruch Hashem, in this world you can reach up to 24, but you don't get to 25. You don't get to the perfection they have above. That's what brought down, and that's a shiur on its own, why exactly 25, why exactly 24, but let's just take it as a given. 24 is down here when the world is dark. 25 is up there where everything is perfect. Chazal tell us that till Chanukah, the day before Chanukah is what in Kislev? So 20 Chavdalet, 24th day of Kislev. Because until that day, you're still under the Chavdalet. Things are not 100% clear. There's times where you have an AK without a Yud, where things are not perfect. There's some limit that you, so to speak, Yaakov was able to bring only the Chavdalet, but not the Chafei part. When you get to Chanukah, then starts the Gilui of Chafei. A Gilui that there is Echad, even in this world. Even the darkest of darks, you have a connection to Abba. And that's the idea with what Yisachar says, that really the Chanukah is the beginning, is the start of the Gula Asidah, of getting to Mashiach. Because we're preparing the idea that there is Echad. We don't yet see it clear in the world. It's a little candle in the world, with a little light that takes away the darkness, but it's not yet a big light. It's not yet the Shemesh, Shezorach Yaakov. It will get there eventually. But that's what Chanukah is. Chanukah is the perfection of, or the mystic part the Yaakov did not bring. And then immediately it comes out, that's the, basically, answer to the questions. Esau, who controls the Akev of Yaakov, he reaches the Teka Kav Yerach Yaakov. The Kav Yerach Yaakov is what? Is that part that Yaakov Inus has a place where the Akev becomes Ikar. There's a little part that Yaakov Inus, so to speak, was not able to accomplish on his own. And that's why Lo Yechlu Bnei Yisrael Adem Azeh Gid Anashe, don't eat Gid Anashe. Because it represents the fact that there's something in this world where we don't have a tikkun in it. We can't fix it. By the way, Achila is always that we elevate the parts of this world to something higher. Gid Anashe, we can't. There's something we can't elevate. Yaakov did not give us the tools there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them that even then you have the Zoruch Lo HaShemesh. Even that will be corrected. And that tikkun comes when we overcome even a little bit Yavan. That happens in Chanukah. And it's really something very, very, very that just adds to this whole thing. How did the fight of Yaakov Avinu start? When Yaakov Avinu went for what? For Pach and Ketanim. It's brought down, and the Sfarim, the Yaakov Avinu brings it as well, that the Pach and Ketanim is a remnant to Pach, Kohen Gadol, that they fell in the Beis HaMikdash. Yaakov Avinu did his effort. Tzadik says, what do you go to Pach and Ketanim? To say they didn't want to leave even one drop of potential that we have in Am Yisrael to be revealed. Even the smallest spark, the smallest drop left, he couldn't let that go. So he tried his effort to bring you the Ori of Hashem even to Pachim Ketanim. That led eventually to the Gilui, that even in the biggest darkness, you have a Pach Kohen Gadol comes out. You have the small candle, a small pintle yid that comes in the greatest darkness. That's the Gilui of Chanukah, the Tikkun of with the mouth overcoming Yaakov. And this is really a remez and a simen for all generations. As the Gaon points out, that always in the end of the darkness is when the darkness is the strongest. He brings the example for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu already came to redeem Am Yisrael, then power made Avodah Kasha, made it even harder for them. Tichbada Avodah Kasha. The Gemara tells us that in the end of the night, that's when the darkness is the thickest. Right before the light. When you get to the end of the Golos, that's when the darkness is the thickest darkness. That's when you have the time where it seems like we're going in the darkest of the world. It seems like we're in the Akiv of Yaakov. There's some time, there's some places, there's some scenarios that we don't feel the connection to Abba. And that is really the place where Sarah Shel Esau was able to overcome Yaakov. It was, there are times where it's challenging, where it's difficult. We don't see the aura that connects us to above. You are in the darkest. Things are for everyone, every person in his own individual life. There are days and there are times and there are challenges that a person feels that he doesn't feel like Rosh Boko next to him. But the message that we have from Chanukah, the tikkun to that is, that everywhere, even in the darkest of darks, even the choshech, the biggest choshech, you're always able to connect and find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always. Whatever a person does, when it's the most difficult time possible, when it's the biggest darkness, you know that's when the light is going to come soon. Vayizuk HaShem is right after it seemed like Esav is overcoming Yaakov a little bit, social Esav, then Vayizuk HaShem came the light right after that to heal him. When things seem to be impossible, you're imperfected, you can't get to anything, the Arkev is alone, there's no Yud, that's when Yerizuk HaShem is, that's when the Yud connects back to the Arkev, that's when you have a special Santa Shemav HaKadosh Baruch Hu to elevate to even the darkest times, to connect to Hashem, and to bring to Geula, that's the message of Chanukah, that we should raise Hashem, be able to take with us on our day-to-day life.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.